Hat hayat ke na lai chit mi ko sape mon gan po hai afgatis Hat hayat ke na lai chit mi ko sape mon gan po hai afgatis.
This week on Indian Times, two tribal attorneys general join with the Northern District of Oklahoma. The Cherokee Nation gives holiday cheer to children and elders. The television production of Peter Pan gets a thumbs up from the National Museum of the American Indian, and we'll have a few announcements on upcoming events in Oklahoma's Indian Country. I'm Susan Shannon, and this is Indian Times. Two tribal special assistant U.S. attorneys, one each from the Osage Nation and the Cherokee Nation, were sworn in at an investiture ceremony Thursday and will assist with improving public safety in tribal communities. This announced by Danny C. Williams Sr., United States Attorney for the Northern District. The tribal special assistant United States attorneys will assist in key prosecution areas, which derive from federal jurisdiction over crimes occurring on Indian land, to include drug trafficking, sexual abuse, and violence against women. Jeff Jones is the Attorney General of the Osage Nation, and Sarah Hill is the Deputy Attorney General of the Cherokee Nation. Jones and Hill will work alongside assistant U.S. attorneys in the Northern District's Indian Country Prosecution Unit. The United States Constitution, treaties, federal statutes, executive orders, and court decisions establish and define the unique legal and political relationship that exists between the United States and Indian tribes. Federal laws vest the Department of Justice with primary jurisdiction over most felonies that occur on Indian lands in most states. There are 13 federally recognized tribes in the Northern District of Oklahoma. Stacy Guthrie of the Cherokee Phoenix newspaper reports that the Cherokee Nation Angel Project and the Cherokee Angel Elder Program are ways to give to those who may not receive anything during the holiday season. The Angel Project is available for children up to 16 years old who are members of the Cherokee Nation and live within the tribe's 14-county jurisdiction. Parents or legal guardians must also provide proof of income and meet the income guidelines. This year's cutoff date was November 7th. The Angel Project helped approximately 2,200 children last year to receive gifts and clothing. Cherokee Nation Angel Project lead coordinator Brandy Lemley said often the gifts from the Cherokee Nation Angel Project are the only ones some children receive. Lemley said what she admires about the project is that it is community-based and operates solely on donations and sponsorships. Cherokee Nation citizens from within the tribe's jurisdiction, as well as Texas and California, donate to help children have a memorable Christmas. Lemley said she's been working with the project for approximately 15 years. The Angel Project, formerly known as the Angel Tree, was created in the early 1990s and later became a chief's initiative under Principal Chief Wilma Mankiller's administration. Crystal Thomas, Cherokee Nation Elder Services and Family Assistance Assistant Manager, said she and others created and began the Elder Angel Program 3 years ago to help out Cherokee elders who did not have family around during the holidays. Thomas said in 2013 the program provided approximately 75 elders with gifts for Christmas and that this year they are hoping to help more than 100 elders. NBC's December 4th live broadcast of Peter Pan received a thumbs up from Kevin Gover, a member of the Pawnee Nation of Oklahoma and the director of the National Museum of the American Indian. According to Indian Country Today Media Network, Gover approved of the television network's efforts to eliminate offensive stereotypes contained in the classic Disney cartoon and the Mary Martin television presentations. "This new version is closer to our heritage," Gover said. Among the more notable changes was the removal of nonsensical Indian words, the casting of Cherokee actress Alana Saunders for the role of Native Princess Tiger Lily, and the replacement of the seemingly mocking Ugga-Wug song. In its stead was a new song called True Blood Brothers, performed by Saunders and Allison Williams as Peter Pan. Here are a few upcoming Native events. On December 18th, next Thursday, there will be a Christmas gourd dance in the Otoe, Missouri Cultural Building in Red Rock, Oklahoma. Dinner will be at 5:30 p.m., followed by gourd dance at 6. Santa Claus will make a visit at 8 p.m., and the dance ends at 9 p.m. On December 20th and 21st, Saturday and Sunday, the Glorietta Baptist Church will present their annual A Native American Christmas Story. Over 40 cast members in native dress will tell the biblical story of the birth of Jesus. The church is located at 7308 Southwestern in Oklahoma City. The doors open at 5 p.m. The public is invited. For more information, call Sherry Kenrick at 405-249-4584. I'm Susan Shannon for Indian Times. For more information on this broadcast, go to our website, kgou.org, or go to our Facebook page. Look for Indian Times.